Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey,
happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays to everyone. I'm so excited
Welcome to Woman to Woman Wednesdays. I'm your host, Anaya Azure. My co-host, Diva Ebony B, might be calling a little bit later. Right now she's cooking, getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner and all that good stuff. So tonight we have an amazing guest. We have the CEO and founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America in the building, Miss Yolanda Lamar Wilder. I just had the pleasure of meeting this woman today, like in person. We talked on social media because I met her through a friend and client, Tracy Waugh, who is the president of the Chicago chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. And oh my goodness, this woman is so great because she is all about supporting women. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter what you do. If you want to build a business and you are a woman and you are about connecting with other women, this is who you definitely need to connect with, because that's exactly what she does. I mean, she's an author, she's a speaker, and she's a business owner. I could go on and on, but I'm actually going to let her tell a little bit about herself. So, Miss Yolanda, how are you, Madam Founder?
Good evening and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. How are you, Miss Lady?
I am absolutely fantabulous, and thank you so much for offering me the opportunity to be on your show tonight.
Absolutely. It's so funny because we just had the ice cream lady on last week. So when I came and I saw you had your fabulous hot hosiery, I was like, what? That's what's up.
I know. And I was so excited about wearing it and showing them off to you all, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know I got my deal. I sure got my little, I think it was Love Your Legs ones. Yeah, they're all about hearts, and that's what I do. So I'm really excited. Can't wait to get those. Hopefully they'll be here before my birthday, which is next week. So really, really excited. A couple of questions. I think the biggest thing is, what made you even think to create an organization like Women Entrepreneurs of America?
Well, first of all, you know, it was truly by ministry that Women Entrepreneurs even came to fruition, because I had volunteered for other nonprofit organizations in Cleveland, Ohio. So I got very involved with giving back to organizations that serve women and children. And it just became so transparent that there were so many inspiring, disadvantaged women in business like myself that was in need of a support system as they were building and starting their own businesses. And I wanted to start this type of entity with another nonprofit organization. But the story is true. They wouldn't let me do it in their organization. And
really?
I was kind of a little baffled, because I was building this other nonprofit organization in Cleveland, Ohio. And I really was excited about bringing other, you know, professional inspired entrepreneurs to form a professional women's chapter in that organization. And they denied me the opportunity. So what had happened was, I was advised to start my own. And, in 1999, I did my due diligence and research and came up with the name Women Entrepreneurs of America, which stands for Women in Business, and that I can help more women that were in need of resources to get business started. So that's how I became. And it launched in November 2002.
Wow. So how did you approach your members? What was the first thing you said? Who was the first person that you told this wonderful idea to?
Well, you know, it started out with just, as anything else, word of mouth. When I started this back in November 2002, I started off with two other women, and I had various brainstorming meetings. I called them popcorn meetings back in the day, because I love popcorn. Everybody knows I love popcorn. And I sat down and shared some of the intricate stories that I was getting from inspired women that were in need of my services to help them start a business. At that time, I was running an employment agency in Cleveland, Ohio, and versus placing these women on job assignments, they were interested in about starting a business. And before you know it, I started, you know, consulting with women about getting a business started. So I really had to look at how can I make this work to benefit, you know, these women. Because now I'm not even making no money because I'm not putting them to work. I'm actually doing this from a nonprofit aspect of it by consulting
right.
with them. And so the word got out about what I was doing in Cleveland, Ohio. And before you know it, it just became to fruition that this needs to be a nonprofit to help more.
Wow. That's really cool because I think the biggest thing about it is the biggest thing that I've seen is that we do have a problem as women that we don't really support each other. And we're kind of, you know, we're so, you know, just trying to one-up each other and knock each other down as opposed to just showing that love. So
exactly.
What do you think it is that's preventing women from supporting one another?
I just think it's lack of knowledge. I think it's lack of uneducating the fact that even in any aspect of getting a business started, you need support. Everybody needs help. It's not a thing that people go out here and just start a business on their own. They have to rely on government. They have to rely on all type of entities to help their business grow. And one is including people. So you have to have
right.
supporters to support you. So I believe just from my standpoint that I just think it's lack of education and understanding that these are some of the things that need. I think a lot of times it's a shelter mentality because, folk, you know, entrepreneurs are so, you know, grounded. They want to do it themselves. They're too proud to ask for help. But I think the lack of support
right.
really evolves around just not knowing that how the importance it is to be a part of some type of supportive group or community that can help you grow, learn, and get more educated. You know, rubbing elbows with other people that's doing what you want to do that's already done it before. That's the important aspect
right.
of this. And then once
mm-hmm.
you realize that, you know, then you can really see the beauty of your business growing by allowing others to help you.
Right. Definitely. I think that's the biggest thing about it. Like men, you know, each one teach one. You know, is an old saying, but it rings so true because mentors are so important. And I think people don't understand how important it is to have a mentor when you're trying to build your business. You know, I should love
absolutely.
A huge shout out to my mentor, Halima Jackson. Like when I first told her that I wanted to design jewelry, she's like, okay, well, you need this, and this. We need these business cards. You need to make sure you have a website and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, she was doing that set. She's like, okay, this is great, but we need business cards. How are you going to do this? Because at first we were doing like homemade ones. Like my mom made
sure.
a whole bunch. And then she was
yeah.
like, well, you know, the more events I'm going to, I'm like, well, I need more than this. This isn't going to work. So we're like, okay, you know, let's go with this company. So I went with Vistaprint originally. And then they were great, you know, for when you first start out, Vistaprint is your best friend when you first start. And then I started developing relationships with the people in graphic design. And so that's how, you know, I'm able to get the ones that I have now, you know. And so,
sure.
but a lot of people don't understand that. Like, there are this first step. I think the biggest misconception about businesses that, especially when it comes to jewelry, they go. People are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna just go into it to make money. So here's the thing: you can't just do it that way because I know with us, we didn't even sell anything until like after a year after we wore everything.
Bet you didn't. Absolutely, because you had to get it out there. You had to
yes.
market it. You had to, you know, get people to see it and know what it looked like and not only just to buy it, but to be able to say, wow, you know, they love the creativity or whatever it is special about your business. Because, again, that word of mouth is going to move much faster. So you're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right. I think people do not take enough initiative to understand. You know, it goes back to that blueprint concept of when you want to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand a business plan is so important, but I always advise organizational plan is so important. So
right.
if you out there, listeners, get an organizational aspect of your business to understand why are you starting something like this? What do you see
right.
the need of it is? But guess what? When you find out that your business is a profitable business, it's a for-profit, you will get a better understanding on the support that you need to help get it out there.
Exactly. You know, because it's so funny because when we first started, it was kind of like we literally just did it because my uncle asked my mom to make him a piece, and then she started making stuff, and I was like, I want to try that. So I started trying it out, playing with it. I was like, this is kind of fun. I was like all into the Swarovskis, and pieces of paper were like really tiny, which is even funny now because now the ones I have are so much bigger. So it's kind of funny to look back at old pieces, and I'm like, really? You know,
sure.
But and then it's really cool to go back because my family has been like really supportive, especially my cousin Octavia. She has just been absolutely amazing, and she was the one that said, she's like, it's like, you need to sell this. I was like, really? She's like, no, this stuff is really good. Your quality has gotten phenomenal. Oh, my goodness, you have to sell this. And so I'm like, and I tell her all the time, like, I love you for that. Because, you know, she was the first person to, she won Teacher of the Month in 2012, I believe. And, oh, sorry, 2013. And so she wore, you know, she had her, got an interview and everything, and she wore our pieces, you know, on TV. And that was huge, you know, so
sure.
even do that. And so, and then I have my girl Alicia Banks, who is a phenomenal singer, and she has worn our stuff in her videos, and she was the first artist that I've ever worked with. So, you know, it's I've had people like that in my life that where I've been able to, you know, tell, they've been
that's
talking
awesome.
Word of mouth, and that's the biggest thing about it, you know what I mean?
Very
and so
good.
The same way, like, when right, so when she told me that she was, when Yaya told me she was doing hair, I was like, okay, you know, I don't trust a lot of people with my hair. And now it's her and my mom, and that's it. Those are the only people I go to because she knows how to do hair, and she does it well. You know, she does coloring, cuts, whatever, and she's amazing at it. So why wouldn't I support?
Great.
You know, what would you say has been your biggest struggle when you first started your business?
Well, one of, I know, the biggest struggle that I have asked anybody else was just getting it marketed, because starting out, I didn't have much of a budget. I had a wonderful husband at the time that supported
right.
me, of course, which I am, you know, a true fan of him to this day, even though my ex-husband, we were business partners. I realized that one of my huge challenges and struggles with getting the marketing aspect of my business out there. And when you don't
mm-hmm.
have an advertising or marketing budget, it's really hard. And there was no
right.
social media
mm-hmm.
and all that 16
right.
years ago when I stepped down and started my employment agency, when I became a paralegal and started my paralegal firm. And even 12 years ago when I even started Women Entrepreneurs America, you pretty much had to get out there and, you know, and build your business. You know, go to networking
right.
events and everything. So that was one of my biggest challenges was marketing, you know, getting advertising so that I could promote my business effectively.
Right. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that I have, that I see in social media. The biggest problem that I see is that people are so content with being behind a computer that they don't want to go out anymore and actually do the real networking and really getting that face-to-face contact, which is so incredibly important. So can you talk a little bit about how incredibly important it is to network offline?
Well, you know what? I believe we need to take it back to the basics. It's almost like starting from scratch. That's something that's like riding a bike that you should never stop doing. Go back to the basics of going hosting, being a part of networking events, seek out meetup events. It is so important
mm-hmm.
because, again, as you saw today, we had a fantabulous
mm-hmm.
time at the Mixer and
right.
found out a lot of you all were in the same city,
mm-hmm.
didn't have any clue each other were, had never met anyone. But just a little short time that we had that networking mixer tonight, got a chance to find out. People got a chance to see your phenomenal jewelry. You got a chance to meet someone that designed jewelry, too. Guess what? You got a chance to see how phenomenal her jewelry was. But she was so enticed with your jewelry. It was just truly phenomenal. You got a chance to network with to find out there was other avenues to network because there was another individual there that's hosting networking events that you can, you know, bring your jewelry to promote. So it's so important that you attend and seek out these networking events. And if there's not one, you need to create one. If you know a group of people, put together a meetup. Go host, go to a library, anything. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You saw we were just in the lobby of that phenomenal hotel downtown in Chicago. It didn't cost no money to sit there and put out your jury and form some alliances with some phenomenal new entrepreneurs. So, yeah, I think it's so extremely important. If you're not out there networking, I don't know how people are getting to know who you are and what your business entails.
Right. And I think that's the biggest thing about it, too. And the whole thing of just, like, showing up to events. I don't think people understand what it means to an artist or business owner when you actually show up to an event.
Oh,
rather than
God.
Say you're going to come and don't do it. I don't think people understand.
Oh,
like, they kind of,
my God.
They don't get it. I promise you they don't, because, like, that's the biggest problem that I've had in Chicago is that, like, you know, they're like, I'm coming, and then all of a sudden they don't. Now, you know, and I kind of, like, I kind of say stuff, but I don't. Because I'm kind of tired of saying it. So it's the fact. My thing is the fact is like if you say you're coming, and you don't tell me otherwise, and you don't come, how can you expect me to want to come out and support what you're doing, if you can't even come to one event?
Exactly.
It makes no sense to me. It doesn't.
And people have all kind of excuses, but I say this all the time. No one's no busier than me, and I traveled.
Right.
Every bit of over 200 miles to come here just to meet some entrepreneurs. I set up and promoted a networking event right here in the heart of Chicago. It should have been standing room only if there were some entrepreneurs, regardless of what pre-Thanksgiving night. Guess what? You all took the time out, stopped cooking, put cooking on ice to come out so that people can know about your business, your products, and your services. And it didn't take long to do that, and you go right back to your business as usual. I find out that people deliberately do that, and I think it just speaks volumes of who they are when they do that, because I'm like you. I do not say I'm going to be someplace, and I don't. And trust and believe me, if it had nothing to do with health or, you know, an accident or something that, you know, God made happen, I'm there.
Right.
I'm normally there. So I think people need to understand that they were supposed to be their bond, and especially when you want folks to support your business journey.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely right.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think, and that's why, like, I kind of, like, I hate creating, like, the little Facebook events, because people be like, oh, I'm going, and then it's like, oh, they didn't come. It's like, what? I'm like, why say you're coming? Just don't say you're going to go.
I agree. And those are things that we don't talk about. And those things that we actually don't talk about, and I'm glad you brought it up, because trust me, I am a person that I follow through what I say, and I think it speaks about you as a person in business. And so, you know, and not addressing those that, then, you know, those we know things happen. But when you put it out there like that, fair exchange has never been no robbery. You're going to want the same support. You're going to want people to follow up, and you're going to want people to support your endeavors. So I applaud you for even bringing that piece of concept up. Thank you so much. That's so important.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because it's just like, because you kind of, you think about it, and I kind of like, I'll kind of bring it up, but not really typically, but no, like, it has to be sad, because it's it gets frustrating after a while, because it's the same people that want you to post, repost, make sure that you do this, make sure that you do that, but you can't come out once, but you want me to do all this stuff on my social networks? That's not going to work. You know?
Right.
So, how did you meet Tracy Waugh?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, the phenomenal president of the Chicago chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America, let me tell you, social media, it's just the absolute phenomenal thing that is going on. And I believe Tracy got connected with me and Wea through social media. And it's amazing because she was referred by a colleague of ours here in Chicago that was part of our event a few years ago. And when she heard about Wea, she referred Tracy to me. And actually, Tracy would be serving, I believe now, she'd be serving her first year as of August, this past August. She actually be serving a year. But last August, Tracy contacted me and was very excited about what Women Entrepreneurs of America had to offer. She had just come back not too long from L.A. and was getting her, you know, her feedback into the trenches of corporate America. But she promotes social media management. She's a true social media networker. And when the opportunity arrived that we needed a president to run this chapter here in Chicago, Tracy stepped up to the plate. And I have to tell you, it has been such a joy having her serve, because she's not only a woman of integrity, but she believes in supporting women entrepreneurs, and she believes in helping you promote your business. And she truly was an advocate about your wonderful product as well, too.
All right. Oh, man, shout out to Tracy for that. Like,
Shout out to Tracy.
It was so crazy. Yeah, she's awesome. And it was really cool because, like, because now I'm featured in Blair Boutique, and a huge part of that was because she came
right.
out to an event where, like, I didn't tell people what it, like, I told people to come out. I didn't tell them the whole fact that the whole reason why I needed them to come was because that was going to determine whether or not I got into that boutique. The fact that she came out to that event and brought somebody
Absolutely.
And tweeted about it and faced about it, Facebooked it,
That's her.
Was so incredibly important.
That's what
you
she
know?
Does.
So
that's what she does.
Huge.
And if you're out there listening, let me tell you something. Y'all need to get on Facebook and connect with her. And if you got a business that you are needing to get, you know, connected out there. Let me tell you something, Tracy is the person to find out. And she doesn't come free, trust me, because what she does is phenomenal. But she definitely can get your business out there, not only nationally, but also internationally, too. That's just a shout out. That's a selfish plug for me, for Tracy.
Right. definitely. I think, so why do you think it is that a lot of people are so focused on being the hottest in their city as opposed to being the hottest in the country? Like, I know a lot of artists are kind of like, you know, I'm the hottest in my city, okay? Who knows you outside your city? Man, you know, but I can go to anything in Chicago. Who knows you outside of Chicago? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why people are so focused on, like, I'm going to be the best in my city. No, be the best in the country, be the best in the world, or one of the best in the world.
Well, you know, I can't relate to that because I deal with those that are just trying to be, and trust
right.
me. So to me, that's a spirit of not only selfishness, but I just think that it's an insecurity issue because there's room at the table for everybody. And,
Absolutely.
You know, the wisdom of wealth is out there. My thing is everybody's creative in their own facet, and you make whatever you put out there. So if that's the spirit that's going on here, then it's going to be a really limited because everybody's going for the same thing versus trying to reach for something bigger. So, you know, if that is what's happening out here, I just think that they need to refocus and be more, a little bit more proactive in focusing on how to not only help others, but guess what? Helping others help them get out there, you know, more.
Absolutely.
We're in an economy that things are so, you know, so restrained, and everybody's doing a little bit over here, everybody's doing a little bit over here. Nobody wants to collaborate. It's like you saw today, you met
right.
two other jewelry designers. Trust me,
mm-hmm.
I bet you those two saw something that you were doing that they can tweak in their business. Just like I'm quite sure you saw something that was in one of the other jewelry designers that you can tweak.
Right.
Nothing, you know, we're not talking about reinventing the world. We're just talking about that. Oh, wow. Maybe I need to make sure, just like you found out that you need to enlarge your such and such. Okay, that was a great, you know, referral to you. If, you know, enlarge your whatever on your card so that people can see it. She shared that with you. That's just some of those things that help each other build their businesses. So if that's the type of spirit that's going on around here, that's really sad. But otherwise, not because everybody can eat at the table.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing about it is like, is that there's this huge misconception that there isn't enough room at the table. There really is. Like, America is not a poor country, so you know there is enough money for everybody. But you have to know where to look. You have to know how to connect. You have to know how to want to build. and you can't just do it by yourself. And I think that's the problem, is that people are so concerned about, you know, I'm gonna get it on my own, so I don't have to owe anybody anything.
Exactly.
And so it's like, so you want to do it on your own, so you don't have to give anybody credit for helping you. What?
Right.
Nobody that's successful has made it on their own. I'm going to say it again. Nobody that is successful has made it on their own. They've had some type of team behind them.
Sure.
Even if they're not going to tell you. They've had, believe me, that's just how it goes. This whole
right.
raise yourself up by your bootstrap mess is garbage. And the people that are saying it are the ones that have had bigger teams behind them. They've had corporations behind them, but they want you guys to believe that mess. I think the biggest thing that we need to do, especially as people, is just learn how to support, network, and promote positivity. Because we can break the internet all day. Something goes up that's inspiring, that's, you know, that's positive, and, you know, has nothing to do with twerking, and it gets no kind of attention. Some kid, you know, some poor girl posted a twerking video, got, I guess, 15,000 likes. There's something wrong with the mentality with that this is what's okay.
Sure.
You know, so it has to be a mindset change. And that's really what it needs to be. And, you know, because people are like, oh, you know, why some people don't, you know, go on YouTube and kind of, and, you know, and post stuff on YouTube. It's like, well, what's the point? If the people that are getting the attention are the ones that are doing all the negative stuff, then it makes it harder for artists to want to go to that forum if the viewers are going to sit there.
Right.
So, I mean, like, so you have a book that's out. So can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, just a little bit. About 2 years ago, Women Entrepreneurs celebrated their 10 years, and I was suggested to write about a journal about my 10 years as being an entrepreneur. It was something that I was challenged with to do at first because I didn't have what I thought was the time to do it. But a woman out of Texas helped me for 3 months from March to July to put my journal together about my book called Stories of an Entrepreneur Extraordinaire, Lessons by Madam
okay.
Founder, and everybody in the organization calls me Madam Founder. And it is truly just a history of my journey as an entrepreneur, and it gives you some lesson tips at the end to share and to kind of relate to your own stuff. So it's not just your normal reading. It's just telling you a little bit about
right.
my experiences, and it gives you some lessons at the end of it so that you can kind of, you know, do a, you know, retake or maybe take a look at, you know, maybe if you feel like you're going through something like this. But I'm
right.
very excited about that book. It is on Amazon.com. You definitely can go on Facebook under Author Story of an Entrepreneur Extraordinaire. If anyone's interested in getting some excerpts about it, can read about it. But I'm excited about it. It just told a story about a disadvantaged woman like myself that stepped out to go on her journey to start her own career as an entrepreneur.
Cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick music break. But what I want you to think about is if you can think of the top five mistakes that women entrepreneurs make, and give us those answers when we come back in a couple minutes.
Okay, will do.
Alrighty. This is Women to Women's Wednesdays. I'm your host, Anaya Azure. We're about to play Asia Malone, FYE.
All right. We're on. Would you like to hear some music?
Sure.
Cool.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
Excuse me? Wait up. I think I need
need another waiter. Cause you got my friend over here with another hot potato. Pause on it.
Wait, hold, take your time now. Hold,
I'm not feeling now. The flavor. I don't know what this stuff is right here that y'all all just made up.
Ooh.
Never do me no favors, no. Mind the problem, that's major. Yes, it's unattractive with all that brat acting behavior.
Move.
I'll break it down to you in stages.
Yeah.
I'll break the news. Here's the latest.
This is CNN breaking news.
Okay, let's keep it a secret. Y'all know that's really my weapon. That's exactly how I'ma keep it. I'ma say it again. Music in my veins, yup, I bleed it. When I get a clock, my thoughts to a stop. Yup, when I get a clock, call that writer's block. Never tie the knot, now I got lies. Never tie the knot, why say goodbye?
Bye.
Put my car in drive, back in reverse. Look at the worst, look at the best. Why such a mess? Can't even stress. Yes, you see me. I'm never pressed, I'm never pressed.
Believe me.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortunes, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortunes, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
Hold on.
Watch out there.
I ain't been gone too long, even when you think it's over. I'm still coming at you strong. What's wrong?
What's
upset because I made another song? Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah, I just sit back and watch. I either watch things grow or I watch things botch. What a botch of a play. Watch the ball just drop. Let me stop. Go ahead. Turn up the volume. I will get rid of you so quick if you don't add any value.
Right.
Now I'm here, and I'm charging like a bolt. I'm gone so fast, so fast, so fast, so fast. Taking off the smoke.
Whoa.
Excuse me? Check, please. Excuse me? Why so next to me? Almost took the breath of me. Tell your cooks to rework their recipe. Not a good look or taste. Just by the looks up off my face. Moving now at a different pace. Just in case y'all got confused. I laugh at y'all. Yeah, I'm so amused.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortunes, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
I'm out. So you can throw the keys to the house. No, I'm throwing them back at you because you don't know how to watch your mouth.
Ain't nobody got time for this. I don't have time.
Party all night. Party all night.
Woo!
Party all night. Rather than fight.
Yup.
Move this elephant out this room. And I'm sure to catch you soon. And I'm sure to step in soon. And I don't know. Maybe at noon. Okay. So you still got a two?
Okay.
That one over there. That was my cousin twice removed. Discuss about what you do. I don't trust one single move. And I'm trying to move on up. But you still trying to stop my groove.
You out of order for that for real.
Said I used you and abused you.
What?
Bruised you and abused you.
Huh?
Screwed you and accused you.
What?
I'm all for hot foods, cold drinks, hot desserts, charm bracelets. Yeah, I'm charm. Gold links, bottle Moscato, cold pink, armor of the sour. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You're my ace for real, all spades. No, really. You're my ace for real, all spades.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
You never got into the whole CD revolution?
Oh, I got a few, but I can't afford to start all over again. I mean, I've invested too much time and money in my albums.
Yeah, but you can't get new stuff on records.
We are back. We are back. What's up? This is Woman to Woman Wednesdays. I'm your host, Anaya Jor. We still have our lovely guest on the line, Miss CEO and founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America, the lovely Yolanda Lamar Wilder, is on the line. And before we left, I asked her to think about five mistakes that women entrepreneurs make when they first start out.
Okay. Thank you so much again for inviting me on your wonderful show, Woman to Woman. That's what it's all about. Women
yes,
talking to women. That's so important. We need to be talking to one another, not talking at one another, getting a better understanding about what it is about being entrepreneurs. But one of the five that I came up with, and I had to talk to my team here, one of them, let me see, the first one was, one mistake we make is price setting, not pricing our product and services effectively, not even doing the due diligence and making sure that our prices match what we are selling or services we are offering. Second one was caught up in our emotions. Take my famous words is take your heart off your sleeve in business. You cannot be running a business with your emotions. Women, if you're out there listening, you can't get paid that way. Insecurities and confidence, self-esteem issues. You kind of check yourself before you wreck yourself. You can't be stepping out into corporate America trying to run your own business and you don't feel good about your own self, or you don't even feel about the products and services that you are producing out there. Who's going to buy your product if you're not happy about who you are? Not only as an individual, but your product. Number four, following through and not following up. That's one of the biggest ones, and that's one of my hiccups that I have a problem with other entrepreneurs. Stepping out there, not following through, doing what they said they're going to do, or better yet, making excuses for not making what they say do what it's supposed to do. Following through and following up. And last but not least, networking outside of your network. We are so tied up with building own networking and not wanting to network outside of it. Let me tell you something, sis. My network is large. I run a national women's organization with 16 chapters out there, and now we have an international presence. Let me tell you something. My network is huge, and we welcome any entrepreneur that wants to support and be a part of our network. But you cannot have your own circle of network and then don't want to network outside. Or better yet, you want others to come and network for you, but you don't want to be a part of somebody else's network. That is absolutely a big mistake. So those are the five that me and my fellow sister entrepreneurs, right here in the double trio cell, we all just came up with.
Right? That's what's up. And I think the piece you talked about, you know, not following up, I think that's so important. And can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I think a lot of people don't get what that means.
Well, thing about it is that, you know, you step out there and you go out and you meet and network your business and you give people your business card. Now, the expectation is that you're going to follow up. Send out a follow-up email thanking somebody that you have met them and like to know more about their products and services. Or better yet, you stepped out there and you made the connection and then don't nobody hear from you anymore. And the amazing thing about it, that the party that might have been interested in your products and services might have been waiting to hear from you, and you haven't even followed back up to at least, you know, expand on your purpose of meeting this individual. And I think that's so challenging with entrepreneurs that they don't do that. There is no reason why that you should not follow up with individuals, especially if you didn't pass out a business card. I don't waste business cards on individuals. When I'm out networking, I want to follow up. And if I have put something out there as far as what I can do for your business, or if I got a service that I can do, or I got some product that I would like to get back to you with. So important that within that 72 hours that you should hear from me, or I should hear from you, you know, if we are going to be doing business.
Right, right. We have a caller on the line. We have my diva Dawn Duchess out of Atlanta that wants to say something. Hey, Mama, how are you?
Hey, good evening, ladies. Had to call in and show some love. Really enjoying the show tonight. Y'all are making some great points, by the way. Just had to
good, evening. Good evening. Good evening to the ATL. What's going on up there in Atlanta?
Sorry, man. Other than it's freezing, not a thing. It's so cold up here. Wait, we got the fireplace jumping and everything.
Wow.
Oh,
well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, ladies, too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
That was a really good list, and I do agree with you on the following up part. I'm an independent hip-hop artist myself, and I can say that the follow-up is very, very, very important. Like, sometimes I made some big connections with certain people, and, you know, even though I contacted them, thought they was going to reach back out or something, but sometimes you got to realize everybody's busy and they might be forgetting, so that follow-up is very important. I'm over here taking notes.
Very good, very good. Think about it, everybody's not on the same page, and so
right.
For heads up sometime, you know, because if I don't, you have an interest in me, then I'm not going to be interested in you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
it's
fair exchange. But trust me, when you have a product or a service that another individual can use or whatever, let me tell you something. It's for you to follow back up with individuals, especially if you know that it's a product that is profitable or that can be used by someone else. And it falls on you as the lead person. You know, I don't wait for anyone to follow back up with me. When I meet individuals and I got a product or service, guess what? Within that 72 hours, I'm going to send an email. Thank you so much for meeting with me. Can we sit down and talk about how my company
right.
or how my product or whatever? And if they don't respond back to me, guess what? Then I know they're not interested and we move on. But it's amazing how
mm-hmm.
many people lose a great opportunity to do business with some great people when they don't follow back up.
Yeah, exactly. Because even if you have a good product, it's also about that communication and how you carry yourself, most definitely.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much, ATL.
Hey, of course. And once again, my name is Dawn Duchess. I'm going to try to tune in more often and show you ladies some love. It's real great to see women entrepreneurs getting along instead of, you know, catfighting, trying to bring one another down. So thank y'all for what you're doing, too.
Oh, wow. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hey, no problem. God bless you all, too. Happy holidays.
You too. Definitely. Yeah, Dawn is really, really awesome. She's just such good people. She's a phenomenal hip-hop artist as well. I'll make sure to connect you guys after the show. You know, and I think that that's just the biggest thing about it is this whole situation of people not understanding how important relationships are, because people will destroy a relationship over some mess in a quick second. And when you have that kind of an issue, you know, that's what can destroy businesses. Like, I've seen
yeah.
people, you know, people that have claimed to be entrepreneurs on social media just blasting each other, and I'm just like, do you understand that when people type into Google that all this mess is popping up? You hashtagging this and tagging this person, all this is popping up back to you. So why would you do that to yourself?
Absolutely, I agree. You know, and again, you know, when we, you know, that's another topic in itself, because I don't take anything absolutely too serious on Facebook or social media unless it affects my bottom line or my business.
Right.
Otherwise than that. So trust me, there's nobody going to be saying and being derogatory negative on my Facebook page when it's concerning building business, supporting entrepreneurs, you know, it's not happening. And if there is, guess what? That's what the block and delete is for, especially on Facebook.
Exactly. Well, also, can you talk to our entrepreneurs and tell them how important that having a clear Facebook profile picture is? Because some of these people out here be having selfies, they have this, like, blurry stuff, and I don't think they understand that your social media profile is your first impression.
Well, you know, again, as much as I maximize on using social media, especially Facebook, to build my business alliance and meeting phenomenal entrepreneurs like yourself, trust me, if I had to speak on it, I think it's very important that you keep your business aspect of your personal, because, again, depending on your mentality or where you're at in your business, it does definitely showcase who you are as an individual when you are on the personal side, not, you know, operating as a professional. And then you get on your professional business side, and then you're wanting people to want to buy from you or do business with you.
Right.
It does. It really does challenge the mindset when someone sees that you're this way on your personal side, but your professional business page is professional. It's a little challenging.
Mm-hmm.
All I could say when I deal with Facebook, and all I recommend anyone that's on there, that if you are literally running a legitimate business that is an LLC or Inc. or a corporation, and that's the only people I'm doing business with, because trust me, as a paralegal, I'm checking, because it is public information, it's on public record, 50 states. If you are not an LLC or corporation or an Inc., and I look on your Facebook page and I don't see any of that, I'm not even doing business with you anyway. So I think it's only important that when you do these business pages on Facebook, that your business not only be legitimate, but they need to be operating in a legitimate setting. Otherwise than that, you just got a Facebook page that's just talking about a lot of nothing. And I'm not saying that those that are running professional Facebook pages, business pages, are not legitimate. I just think that it just makes your business look more professional on Facebook if it is.
Exactly. I mean, and I think that's the thing too, because I think a lot of people will kind of mix both of them, and you really don't want to. If you have a business page, keep it business. You know, anything you want to share and kind of, you know, whatever, if it's not related to something that's a client or something that you want to be a client, if it's nothing to do with your business, don't even deal with it on that page.
Right.
Save that for your personal page. You know, and yeah, but even on your personal page, people need to understand that social media is not private. It is a public site. Do not post anything that you will come back to haunt you. And I think people just don't get, they haven't gotten that yet.
Hey,
like, oh, well, that was private. I'm like, no.
Well, I tell you what, I leave it up to the individuals. You know not to. I know not to. I think it's great that you are putting up the warning signs and kind of giving some heads up. But, you know, at this point in time on Facebook, people post what they want. But I think those that are truly serious about showcasing their professionalism, whether it's their personal page or their business page, they know that they know better not to be posting any ratchet or any despicable things on their personal page that might reflect or cause someone not to do business with them on their business page. It just makes sense. So, you know, I just
right.
think that's a whole nother show.
and that's the problem, is that, like, it's people that are doing that don't know. And there are too many people that don't know, and that's the thing. You would think, like, oh, they would know that. No. They're doing this, and then they still want you to pay them for their services. And I'm just like, but you just did this. And, you know, and you just showed this. And I think models, the people that claim they've been models, I've seen the worst of this. It's like, you are not a model if everything is hanging out. I'm sorry, that's not how that works. Because I know that I can't use anybody for my brand if you're doing, like, something crazy on your pages,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to
sure.
reflect that on me. And people don't understand, when you want to, especially if you're an artist too, if you want to collaborate with someone, they're going to look at your pages. They're going to look at your social media stuff to see, how is this going to build, how can I build off of this? And
sure.
they can, because they see that all you're doing is posting a matching mess and this and this and that, and, you know, you want to be naked in your videos. That, no matter how good of an artist you are, that's going to take away from it. But the misconception is that you got to, you know, post these crazy pictures or whatever just to get attention. Yeah, you'll get attention for those 5 minutes, but that's not going to get you respect. that's not going
right.
to get you paid properly.
Right.
That's going to get you all those crazy comments of, and then the same people want to say, well, why don't guys treat me right? Look what you're doing to yourself on social media. You may be the best person in the world, but the perception that you're putting out doesn't reflect that.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, so it's so, and as women, we have to kind of get away from this whole thing of allowing our sexuality to control what we do, if that makes sense. It's not about the Facebook likes. It's not about the retweets. It's about the people that are actually coming to see you if you're performing, people that are actually willing to buy your products, about the people that are actually paying attention for real and actually supporting what you do. And there's a huge difference. Just because somebody liked it doesn't mean they. Just because somebody liked it doesn't mean they really like what you're doing.
Right.
They hit the like button, doesn't mean they like or support you. That's the misconception. And so many women, I think, get hung up on that. And they're like, oh, well, you know, if I just post a sexy picture, then you know, I'm going to have these likes, and I'm going to keep doing that because that's going to build up my following. But it'll build up your numbers, but it's not going to build up your pocketbook. Sorry.
Right.
You know, yes, there are people that have got on, you know, due to sexuality. However, that can't be your focus because, A, looks fade, and, B, you know, whatever money you make off of that, if you're not doing using business sense, that's going to be gone anyways. You're getting back in the same position. So what would you say is the best thing for someone who is looking to get into a business to do? What would you say is like one of the first steps that you should do if you're looking to start a business and you're a woman?
I think that's a great question. And if you are a woman and inspired to start your own business, the first thing that I suggest you do is do your homework, and which we call in the business where your due diligence, and search information and compare what others are doing in that profession and that entity. I think a lot of times there's a misconception on individuals that just step out and just do things because it might look easy or because someone else is doing it. But if this is your passion, if it's something that you would like to do and that you see that you can make money from it, or from a nonprofit standpoint, it is giving back, helping a cause or helping a community or whatever, then do your homework and search more about the business and see if it's a great fit for yourself. That's the first thing I always recommend to those that want to step out and start a business. It doesn't matter if you can sing. We understand that you can blow. But at the end of the day, if you want to make a career of it, you got to find out what it takes to maintain, to be out there, to be a singer. If you're an artist in some shape, form, or fashion, yeah, you might be able to draw. You might be able to do a lot of things. But if you want to make it a business, you need to really do your homework and do your due diligence and research on, is this a good fit and how you can make this a sustainable business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was a question, too. So for artists that want, for female artists that are looking to collaborate or perform at one of your events, how would they contact you?
Great question. We host probably about maybe 6 events a year. One of our huge events is our annual National Women's Conference that we hold at our national headquarters in Cleveland, Ohio, every third weekend of August. And if anyone has any type of entertainment that would like to come to perform or speak or be a part of it, you're definitely welcome to email us at weanationalchapter@gmail.com. And attention it to the founder or conference committee. Normally the first of the year we start promoting our annual conference that's held in August. And then a lot of times when we have various events throughout the year, we normally, as always, put it out there on Facebook, link in our social media. And those that are interested, we always recommend that they email us at weanationalchapter@gmail.com.
Definitely, definitely. And so what is so and so now you, I'm a woman, I have this great business, and I want to connect with other women. Where do I go to connect with Women Entrepreneurs of America?
Oh, I think that's wonderful. We've been talking about it majority of the evening. Go to Facebook. Go to our social media outlet and look up Women Entrepreneurs of America. We have over 20 Facebook pages because we have over 16 chapters. And depending on what geographic area you're in, from Cleveland, Ohio, all the way to Denver, Colorado, if you're not in any of our geographic areas, you are definitely welcome to still join. As always, we welcome new members. We're looking for inspiring entrepreneurs that want to help us continue on with the growth of our organization. We're looking to reach our 1,000th member, and we was hoping we could do that by the end of 2014, but it's not too late because we're probably at 800 and some members now globally.
Nice.
With an international presence. Our international ambassador, shout out to Angel Regis Felix out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who is servicing not only our St. Lucia, Canadian, and India international areas, but we're going to be embarking on Jamaica and a few, you know, few other international entrepreneurs that are looking to do business with us here in the United States. So if there's anyone out there that wants to build an alliance, meet other inspiring entrepreneurs like yourself, they definitely can reach us on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. You can tweet us. Our Twitter account is WEAHQ. That's WEAHQ. Or definitely you can contact us at weanationalchapter@gmail.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much for coming on. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you on, to have you give so much phenomenal knowledge. It was a pleasure meeting you, and so great seeing Tracy and everybody that I have met today. You guys have been incredibly supportive. I will absolutely be there in Cleveland. I'm hoping that Dawn Duchess can come out because you guys need to connect with her because she's really good people on top of the fact that she's a phenomenal artist as well.
Well, I tell you what, we are so honored to have embraced your presence. Keep up the great work, and thank you for having me on Women to Women tonight.
Thank you so much, and we will definitely talk soon. Have a wonderful night. Have an amazing Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you all. Good night.
Good night. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a few tracks, and then we're going to come back for a little bit and just say, you know, what we're thankful for and all that good stuff before we get on out of here and start our holiday. So this is Women to Women Wednesdays. If you want to call in, 1-347-850-1521. 1-347-850-1521.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass,
bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. And all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, don't worry
no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back.
minus my index finger. If I ain't happy, I'ma be a dead ringer. I'ma let it linger. Why should I care?
You shot me out of the air.
is Woman to Woman Wednesday. I'm your host tonight, is your my co-host Diva Ebony B is definitely doing her thing tonight, getting ready for the holidays tomorrow. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at DivaEbonyB. Like her Facebook page, you know, make sure to check her out on Facebook under Diva Ebony B as well, and make sure to check out Phenomenal Radio. You can follow Phenomenal Radio on Twitter at Phenomenal Radio, and you can check them out on Facebook as well. So if you're listening on Blog Talk, then much love to you. If you're listening on Phenomenal, we love you as well. We love all of our supporters. Thank you for everybody that tuned and tweeted Facebook and shared this tonight. Is Don Dutchess still in the building? I think she might be there, but she might just be listening. But I thought I had it, and I have every other song but that. I'm like, I need you to email me Scream, because I need that on my switchboard.
Yeah, because
that track is so hot.
Tweet me to your email, because I don't think I have your email.
I'll text it to you for sure. We'll definitely
right,
can do that.
Cool.
So one thing that I want to talk about tonight is, like, you know, so what would you say that you're thankful for?
Man, I'm thankful for having an outlet to promote my music and be able to meet like-minded individuals that's just trying to grind and work for stuff. It's real motivating when you find other people that's on the same page with you, trying to do the same thing. It keeps you inspired, because especially in a business like this nowadays, it can be real discouraging, especially for women. So definitely just happy and thankful for all the supporters and everybody out there that's giving us indie the chance to just do it for ourselves.
Absolutely. And I think for you, I think that's the biggest question about you is, like, what has motivated you to continue to do what you do? Because you are in a realm where this is a very male-dominated industry.
Exactly. The support, man, it's just the support just really keeps you going. When you keep getting rejected, but then you got other people, especially people that's trying to do the same thing, that's telling you, hey, you know, good job, I'm right here behind you, and they're showing up to your events, they're calling in for your interviews. It just makes you feel like you're doing it for a bigger purpose. It's not just you trying to do your own thing, but, you know, you're a voice. So I just try to think about everybody else sometimes, and that's kind of what keeps me going, because Lord knows, I be wanting to quit sometimes. Like, I ain't got time for this, man.
You can't do that. We have so few very dope female MCs out there. Like, that's not even an option.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep hanging in there.
The mixtape, you got the tours going on. I'm sorry, not the tours. That's what I was going to ask you. You have the mixtape, you have the videos. Is there a question
the
about a tour
in the future?
Yeah,
it's definitely a tour. Right now, I'm working with another female artist. She's also a graphic designer. Shout out to Christina Knight, Miss K. She's from Mississippi, but we've met through the internet, been working on projects together, and we've really built a great relationship. Right now, we're actually trying to book some places from Atlanta, Mississippi, and Dallas for a tour. But, you know, we're still in the works. We're booking our own stuff, so it's taking some time trying to reach out and get there. But for 2015, we are planning a tour. No exact dates yet, but we're definitely trying to get that in there. So y'all keep your prayers up, too. Hopefully things will work out.
Absolutely. Well, if you're in Chicago, you already know. Just let me know when you're coming, and I'll tell you, like, where the best places to go and all that kind of stuff, because there's some pretty dope people in Chicago that throw shows. And they're always looking for amazing talent, so. And they love artists, and they know how to respect them, you know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing about this industry is that women aren't demanding respect, so the men aren't giving it to them. Because
yeah, that is true.
I swear, I could have thrown my phone out the window when that daggone Break the Internet pic came out. I was like, really? Seriously? You know? I'm like,
exactly.
Why do I see this so much? Y'all need to stop sharing this. Like, what is wrong with you? This is not helping anything right now.
People just want attention nowadays. Social media.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think I talked about that a little bit actually yesterday, because we were talking about the whole situation that's going on with the aftermath of the trial, and I understand people are upset. I get that part of it. But my thing is, I know I was talking to somebody else, and we were saying, like, you know, we can't do the fake outrage. Like, don't sit there and say, you know, you're so upset and you're doing this and that, and then you're the same person posting the picture of you kicking it outside of Walmart at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Because you're part of the problem. You're part of the issue if you're just sitting there and blowing money for no reason. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
Because it's a sale. It's not really a sale, one. If y'all really paid attention, you know, they mark it down a little bit, and you're only going to get that huge markdown. Only, very, like, maybe 10 people get that. So get that out your head now.
Right.
You know, but people are so hell-bent on, you know, I got to have it first. I got to do this first. I'm like, no, that's not how it should be. But y'all
right.
were talking
stuff
about you were thankful yesterday, and now you're trying to kill each other.
Okay.
Right? I was
oh,
like,
stuff you don't even need, really. You just want it because it's on sale.
Yep, that's it. Exactly. That's all it is. But you didn't want it. You couldn't have saved up the other 365 days, 64 days of the year to get it. Really?
Right.
Now you're gonna have it because it's $300. Now what if it don't work? Or you know, I know a couple years ago they had a problem where it didn't come till after Christmas, and you already paid for it. You're looking kind of dumb now, aren't you?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, can you imagine paid like $1,000 or something, it didn't come until after Christmas? What?
Right, I would be pissed.
Oh, yeah, people were livid because it was insane. I was like, how did you not have that product? Why would you put that out there? Shout out to Best Buy and making bad decisions. I'm just saying. it was a bad decision. It really, really was. You know?
It was.
But, you know, and that's what, like, but the cool thing is about the whole situation is that, you know, that's Small Business Saturdays. I'm actually doing two events of Small Business Saturdays. So if you're in Chicago, I'm going to be at Blair Boutique from 11 to 2. That's 1343 North Ashland. I'll be there from 11 to 2. And then I'm going to be at the All Accessories Fashion Show at this place is called The Venue. And that's at 1550 South State. And that's going to be from 4 to 7. So I'm kind of running around making sure that I support small businesses. I'm actually going to go to my favorite nail salon tomorrow to get my nails done because I've been going there for a few years. And, you know, and I've decided, like, I haven't done Black Friday, and I think I did it once. And, like, literally, like, we went, like, midnight. No, we left at, like, 10 o'clock. We was on by midnight, and I was home, and I was, like, sleeping. Whenever I was like, oh, Mrs. Soar, I'm like, I'm in bed, and we figure out if we need it. Thanks. Have fun, you know? But what I chose to do is just to go and support a small business because that's what I was raised to do. And
right,
I don't know anything
idea.
Else other than, you know, than supporting people that I like and actually do good work. So I don't understand when other people don't do it because I was raised to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's definitely
you know,
a good idea. It's a good way to give back to the community also. You know, support the local people right next to you.
Exactly. And I think, and people kind of say, you know, why do artists leave the city? And because you didn't support them, they couldn't afford to live here anymore because you weren't going to their shows. Now you're going to complain because you got to pay $50 and
right.
you couldn't just pay 10. Well,
right.
you should have paid that 10 then, shouldn't you?
True.
You know?
Never
yeah, and, like, and I think that's, and that's what we were talking about with Yolanda is like that biggest thing about saying you're going to come and not. I don't think people understand when it comes to artists especially, that, like, you're trying to build a relationship.
Yeah.
You don't want, I mean, because there's no question, no artist wants to be, you know, have left their CD and, you know, they'll come back for tour and all of a sudden, yo, what's up? I knew you went, because you weren't even coming to my shows.
Right.
And then, right, then it's like, oh, you changed. No, it's nothing that I changed. It's where were you when I was
right.
here?
Then
you're like,
you
know me for how many years, but you couldn't come to one show, but now all of a sudden it's, oh, yeah, you know, can I get a VIP? What? Hold on. Who are you?
Pay for a VIP.
Right, go ahead. Yeah, you can pay for it, but you're not coming to my ticket.
Exactly.
You know, and so, but, like, the whole thing is about, like, when you are creating relationships, and the worst thing that I think people do is in the same city as burn bridges, because what happens is that you have now created this bad blood between you and somebody else in your city that you're going to see again at some point. If you are in music, organizing, or politics, you're going to see the same people. It's proven. That's just how it works. So it's a very tight circle of people that actually are doing things.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like, if you're going to build your network, build your network. Do not burn a bridge unless you absolutely have to. Like, there are situations where you have to burn bridges because some people are so bad that they are toxic to you and they can't do anything for you, then that's the time that you absolutely have to. And even when you disconnect from them, you got to be kind of careful of how you do it, and you want to be able to be cordial when you see them. You still got to be able to say hi, shake your hand, or whatever. Exactly. It's nothing but business, and then you just walk away, and it is what it is. But to hold on to grudges, I think that's one of the biggest things that I would say, that women, because we do that really well, is we hold on to grudges. And so, like, 10 years later, you know what I'm saying? 10 years later, down the line, sitting there talking about some, man, Joe, I can't stand her because, wait, how long ago was this? And you're still mad? Like, really get over it. You don't want to get money with her from her because of what? It makes no sense.
It
makes
really
no
doesn't.
Sense whatsoever. But we
if
do
personal
it
business
all
affects
the time.
Your like actual business, it just goes to show where your priorities are. Your priorities are revolved around drama instead of business.
Oh, mess. Exactly. Yeah. If your priorities are revolved around mess and not business, there's a problem. You need to rethink what you're doing. You need to rethink how you're communicating and how you're conducting your business. And if you even want to be in that business. Because the music business is not something for everyone. It really isn't. Because it's not, especially, one thing that Elena was saying, like, if you lead with your emotions, you're never going to win. Because, yes, you can be upset about something, but you have to be able to find a way to kind of get over it, unless it's something that is incredibly disrespectful. Like, and I think that's the thing, too. The one problem that women have is we don't know how to say no. And so we'll allow ourselves to get into uncomfortable positions and then have regret later. If you are uncomfortable with the idea of what they're asking you to do, then you're not going to get comfortable with that idea later.
Right.
So just say no then. That way you don't have to have that thing. You know, if somebody is telling you they want to take a picture and all you have to do is take your top off and it's not going to go anywhere, yada, yada, yada. No. If I can't be covered in some way, shape, or form, I'm not doing it. There's nothing wrong with having topless photos, but you have to make sure that it's done. There are ways to do it. So if you're just all out there, then that's gonna go somewhere that you don't want it to go. You have to be very careful of the pictures you allow them to take. Be very careful of the video that you allow them to take, because as we see, it goes up into the clouds and you have no idea where it's going.
Get lost on that internet.
Yeah, and models especially. Models love y'all to death, but every guy is not a photographer. They will say they are. they can show you some pictures too. You have to research. You really, really do. You have to research who you allow to take photos of you.
Yes,
because they can say they're a photographer, and all they want to do is take a picture and pass it around.
Yeah. Everybody with a camera ain't no photographer.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Because they'll be like, yeah, I can take your pictures, and then they can't edit. Oh, goodness.
Right.
It's like, wait, really? What do you know what Photoshop is?
Your
hello,
own photo.
What? You know what I'm saying? If somebody says they're a photographer, they take out their, or they work for an organization and they take out their phone. Whoa, wait. No. That's a red flag right there. That's a huge red flag right there.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, like, I think the thing is that, you know, if you're, and that's why I wanted to have her on, because, like, I mean, well, Women Entrepreneurs of America is an organization that works with women that want to do business. That's the way you need to if you're into business, you need to connect with them, because they really are building leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, you know, and if you're not building the leader, then you're just creating a whole bunch of followers. And what good is that? I'd rather be a leader than, you know, than a follower. So, and if you're a business owner or you want to be a business owner, you want to be a leader and not just follow the trend. But too many people are following the trend as opposed to creating one.
Right.
Which is why I love Don Dutch, is because she creates her trend. She is her brand. And that's what people need to understand. If you are an artist, you are your brand. You are an entity. You are a business. You're like, oh, I don't have a business card. How do you not? Because you yourself are a brand. And learn to market yourself as a brand. And understand that. And not be nervous or scared to tell people what you do. I think some people, too, they get timid about, you know, well, oh, I just do this. There's no I just. If you create something, you create it. If you're an artist, you know, if you create paintings, you create paintings. It doesn't matter if you're not in the museum. You create paintings, and you do a damn good job at it. So, you know, so say that. Because every art isn't for everybody, and therefore, people will gravitate to what they like. So if you do something and it's great and people love it, why wouldn't you want to tell people about it? Doesn't make any sense to me.
If you believe in it, why wouldn't you want to tell people about it?
Exactly. All right, Miss Lady. So we are going to end the show a little bit early tonight because I know everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving and all that kind of good stuff. But I do absolutely always appreciate you coming by. And
of
I hope
course.
You have an amazing Thanksgiving. And please tell everybody where they can reach you at, Miss Lady.
Amen. It's your girl, Dawn Dutchess. I'm all over the web. If you go to dawndutchess.com, that's DAWNDUCHESS, you can access all my links from there. I'm on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all that. My Instagram, my Twitter, that's mostly where I be on. So you can hit me up there at Dawn_Dutchess. Make sure y'all watch some of the music videos. Hey.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at DANAYAAZURE, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/DanayaDesigns for you. Make sure to check out the website, www.DanayaAzure.com. Also, on December 24th, I need you to call into the show, too. Next Legacy will have one last show for the year. We have been off the air since July 20th, so it's going to be good. It's going to be really cool. Like, we've had so many people call and email and message, you know, Branded, talking about that they wanted us to come back and just finish out the year. So we're gonna have one show. It's going to be 3 hours. Make sure you call in, you know, and just support. So it's going to be really, really good. Make sure to follow me and follow Next Legacy, NEXXLEGACY, on Twitter for more details about that. Alrighty, Miss Lady. So what we're going to do is we're going to get on out of here, and I'm going to play the song that we opened the show with, which is by a lovely diva out of Boston by the name of Ashleen Petrie, and the joint is called End of Stories. Happy holidays, everybody. Bye.